You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian Federal Police have been intensively acting against organised crime over the year since Operation Ironside was made public. In the past year, Operation Ironside has led to 383 people being charged with more than 2,300 offences. And in the process, more than 6.3 tonnes of illicit drugs, 147 firearms and $55 million in the proceeds of crime, so-called dirty money, were seized. The Italian Mafia are now the new target. Assistant Commissioner Crime Command Nigel Ryan believes there are thousands of members of one infamous mafia gang known as the 'Ndrangheta.
We believe we have about 51 Italian organised crime clans in Australia. And to date, we have confirmed at least 14 of these as being 'Ndrangheta, which we believe have thousands of members in Australia.
Interpol says the 'Ndrangheta, originally from Calabria in Italy, is the most extensive and powerful criminal organisation in the world. Now, information gained from a secret app called Anom has revealed how deeply they've infiltrated Australia. According to Commissioner Ryan, the 'Ndrangheta work with the assistance of other organised crime groups to cooperate on drug importation, money laundering and violence.
The 'Ndrangheta are actually the ones pulling the strings of different other organised crime groups, particularly the more violent groups such as outlaw motorcycle gangs. Historically, the 'Ndrangheta mafia type organisations were directly responsible for the violence and the intimidation. Now, more so, we see that it is more about their reputation and that violence, that apprehension is born about from the reputation of the 'Ndrangheta. When it actually comes to the actual violence on the streets, a lot of that plays out much more in terms of, some of the puppets that they control within Australian organised crime. Yes.
Commissioner Ryan adds it's very possible people are living next door to 'Ndrangheta members without even knowing. The anonymous nature of the 'Ndrangheta makes it very difficult to identify members, says criminology expert Andrea Schlernhardt.
They are, for lack of a better word, a secret society, you know, in that their structures, their organisations, their financial transactions are done in a way that they can't be easily detected. And they live very everyday lives. They dress in suits and have normal jobs. And of course, many of them operate legitimate businesses as well.
Mr. Schlernhardt says the mafia group also avoids direct involvement with crime operations, adding an extra layer of difficulty for police to place charges.
With such a covert organisation and also to get people to identify them and to testify against them will be really challenging. And because they are just in the background and overseeing some operations and they may not even know every detail, it'll be really difficult to bring them to a court of law and get them to be convicted.
Australian Federal Police are working with Italian, US, Spanish and Brazilian authorities to try and dismantle the mafia gang's operations, demonstrating the group's powerful global ties.
The 'Ndrangheta control 70-80% of the cocaine worldwide, and we see that the trafficking routes that have been established, particularly through Europe, back into Australia, and the fact that we know that 'Ndrangheta are on the ground in terms of production in South America, I would say that the figure is closely aligned to what we see worldwide.
Police say the 'Ndrangheta have been operating in Australia largely undetected for decades. Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.